Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional from Los Angeles, USA, Hale Hushin. Hale, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you for having me in this time and space.
Thank you. Hale is a health span coach, and she helps individuals to live 200 plus years in optimal health. She's also an author, and she's an author of a book which is titled, What is the One Thing You Wish to Transform in Your Health? And You Are the Universe, the Master Creator. So, Hale, let me start by asking you a question. Tell me about your journey and what inspired you to pursue a life of optimal health from the age of 7.
Thank you so much. Well, it started when I was at age of 7. I would go to a park or, you know, with my family, and I would see people in pain, or they were like having a hard time walking and they were uncomfortable. For some instinct, like my gut feeling would tell me they are hiding something with me. It is not right for people to be in pain. So that motivated me and inspired me to pursue in the health industry and to be in my own universe and to know that you can live up to 200 plus years in optimal health.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, you know, when you talk of living in optimal health till 200 plus years, how do you define optimal health?
Thank you. That's a great question. So optimal health to me is aging gracefully, aging with vitality and energy and joy, and not having your days be just, you know, years and you're popping medicine and barely surviving, having a hard time walking or joint pain, and just not being in that joy of living.
Okay. And, you know, when I was reading about you, you faced some health challenges in 2011. How did you overcome the physical and emotional challenges you faced when you were bedridden?
Thank you. Yes, those were very dark, painful times that I did face. Because, you know, I was very athletic, very fit. I even had a six pack. And being in the holistic realm, all of a sudden in the morning, I opened my eyes and I couldn't even move.
Wow.
It was really scary. And me, always positive and energetic, I'm like, what is going on? So that was very, very fearful, but it was a turning point for me because I even had to be carried to the restroom. So it's like talking about your life turning upside down.
Yeah.
But because in the back of my head, I knew that you can live a long life and I was in the holistic realm. I just didn't want to give in with all the labels. They did give me some labels of autoimmune, Hashimoto, chronic fatigue, and chronic pain.
And what role did self-love play in your recovery and overall wellness journey?
Thank you. Self-love, your love for yourself is the biggest. I mean, that is so huge. That touches me deeply because I hated the way I look. I didn't love myself. I had absolutely no love of my, I kept on criticizing myself. So luckily I was blessed to be coached by Louise Hay, our beloved Louise Hay. And I still have a mirror next to me. And this mirror says, life loves you. And it's a mirror and it's signature by Louise Hay. So it's just a typical mirror.
Wow.
And just if you can look at yourself in the mirror, eye to eye, and tell yourself from your heart and really feel it and really mean it, that you tell yourself in the mirror every morning as you brush your teeth and every night as you brush your teeth and you go to bed, to say, I love you, and say your name and look yourself in the eye. Because everything starts from there, that love, because our cell remembers everything. So it's so important. It's the subconscious, you know. I gotta say this too, even for a 2 second, if you criticize yourself, the subconscious doesn't know. We'll pick that up. So it's very important.
And you said that our cells remember everything.
Yes.
Tell me a little more.
Yes. So I, when I was in bed, one of the techniques that guided me was cell resonance quantum healing. And down the line, after practicing so long from my mentor, I became certified in it, because it's basically what I mean when your cells remember everything, it's a subconscious mind. So everything you do, it gets recorded back into DNA, your DNA cells, ancestors. So it keeps everything and holds everything. Like every symptom that comes along is basically the emotions trapped in your cells, like a headache, you know, even as major as cancer. So everything is related to your feelings.
Fascinating, fascinating. Thank you. And Hale, what are the core principles of your holistic medication-free path to rejuvenation?
Yes, it varies from individual to individual, because we're all different. We all have different fingerprints. So I would, let's say the person wants to work with me. We have an interview, conversation, to make it very simple, very easy, because the holistic health realm is so overwhelming. And that's the last thing someone wants to do when they're in pain, or they're not comfortable, or they don't even have that will, motivation, inspiration to, you know, take care of themselves. So I make sure I see if I'm the right fit and if they are the right fit for me. So I take it from that, and I go step at a time, and being consistent and being that accountability for them. That's the approach I, first and foremost, that's what I would do.
Fascinating. And Hale, what was the turning point in your life that led you to triumph over violence?
The domestic violence, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that also goes back to when you don't love yourself, you're bound to not go into healthy relationships. That is one point. And also how your relationships are with your father, the family. As a kid, you pick up all of those stuff. My dad was extremely busy and was not at home. So I didn't have that much closeness and attention as a kid, you know, but he was a provider, constant provider. And he had a big role back home. He did have a big role back home. So that being said, I ended up in my 20s being in a physical abuse marriage. I am blessed and lucky to be alive and here right now. So I was in that for 4 years, and I had a very awakening moment. The churning that took me out was the journaling. I see everyone has their own higher power. For me, I was connected to source, and I journaled, and I cried, and I journaled, and that was my best friend. And to have the actual pen and paper and just let it all out. And asked, and never gave up, consistently knowing that the pen and the paper is my best friend. And after 4 years, I was out of it, like a miracle happened.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing this story. You know, and you know, normally people would not like to talk about this part of your life, but I'm grateful you have shared this story with my viewers and listeners. My next question, Hale, is how do you define health span? And why do you emphasize it over lifespan?
Thank you. That is actually Very huge, because a lot of people get lifespan and health span confused. So I'm a health span, and I say not a lifespan, because with health span, you age gracefully, you have that vitality, that energy, and you take care of your nutrition, your sleep. It's body, mind, and spirit. But with lifespan, it's just the years, you know, and you can be in walker, in pain, and just aging, but not in your highest joy.
Amazing. And based on all the work that you do with so many people, what are some common misconceptions about health and wellness that you have encountered?
Yes, thank you. I love that question. There's so many. I mean, me myself, I experienced it hands-on. I went in the holistic realm, though, from different technologies, biohacking, and then there was keto, paleo, gluten-free, you name it. There's so many different modalities and nutrition. So how do you know which is the one for you? And we're all different. So I would try something that was like fantastic, but not to me. I would end up having some symptoms. So I had to try different ways and know different ways. And I got to experience and learn a lot. Not everyone, like they say, go vegan and raw. Actually, that was horrible for me. And it turned my life upside down to be vegan and vegetarian. It did not work for me, no matter how. The best. I mean, I did the best. It's not for everyone. So it's so important. And it's, you need to have that accountability, that partner next to you that understands you and that really cares. And it's just not all about money. And they really care.
That's
And
true.
that's really important.
What a great response. And you're so right. It's never about the money, you know. So well said. Could you also, Hale, tell me about your approach to becoming a health span coach for individuals over 35?
Yes, I picked that because I wanted to be. I usually try not to call myself a coach, and I say a guide or a mentor, because it's such a misuse of the word coach, and it's so much out there. And what I like to say to people, if you want a friend, you know, to be a health span guide, to you can call and be comfortable to say whatever you want, whatever is in your heart, because that is what's important, to be open, to be feel like a family, to feel connected. Because once you are connected and feel comfortable, that automatically is a step towards peeling that onion and healing. Because there's like, they could say, oh, this didn't work, and not be afraid and not tell you that it's going to, oh, cost you more money if I say this. This didn't work. I found that so important for me. So I want to bring that in my coaching practice and work one-on-one and make it easy, simple, fun. So they're willing to do it. People are so busy these days, or they just don't want to spend on their health time.
Very well said. And Hale, what role does diet play in your health span philosophy?
The word by itself, the three words, it's like die. So
Absolutely.
I do not use that word. I say live, because you are actually living. When you call it diet, it turns you like, no, automatically you get turned off, right? So I want it to be alive, you know, nutrition, food that is alive, and it's right here. It's easy. Make it, as I said, easy, simple, and that I'll say affordable, but healthy stuff nowadays, they are making it difficult for us. But even that, I don't look at it as difficult, because your health is your wealth. Without your health, there is nothing.
Very well
So
said.
I will make it an easy approach and find ways that they can implement it.
Great response. Hali, you also mentioned a couple of times about aging gracefully. Tell me a little bit more about your thoughts on aging and aging gracefully.
Thank you. Aging gracefully, to me, numbers, it's an illusion. It's how you feel, and that's who you are. Numbers, to me, didn't mean anything, and I was always very easy to say my age. And I know family members or a lot of people, especially in my culture, don't say your age. I'm like, and I'll say it right here, I am 54. That is how important, or
absolutely.
I should say non-important, the numbers are for me, right? Because it's how you feel, who you are. Those
Correct.
are just, I say it's an illusion, numbers.
Correct, correct. And I'd love to get your perspective on the role of mental and emotional health when it comes to your coaching practice.
Yes, it's very, the body, mind, and spirit is very connected. When I was working in corporate, because that was not my passion, but I did it to financially survive because I needed to survive. Therefore, that's how I ended up in bed. So the emotion is very important. Although I was happy, positive, doing my work and being on top of it, but it does catch up if deep down your emotions are not in line with what you want to do, how you want to serve. So your body talks, and being healthy, athletic, and all of that, I was bedridden for 3 months.
Wow. And you also speak about integrating modern science and traditional wisdom in your approach. Tell me more.
This is one of my favorites. In today's world, we are, as you say, connected through electromagnetics,
correct,
the computers, the 5Gs, all these radiation going, we're getting fried. The universe is literally frying us. So it is so important to protect yourself. One way that I do EMF productions. There's so much gimmick out there in making sure that you have the right protection for the electromagnetics and the radiation, the EMF. I have a home plugin that I do. I have a strip that I put on my laptop. I even have it on my cell phone. So, and I've done a lot of research. It's just not like you buy it. It's a lot of research behind all of this. Because as I said, there's a lot of gimmick out there. So that is so important. You know, the earth gives natural frequencies. You know, that is the natural way. But we're here on this electromagnetics, which is not natural. So what I do, as natural as possible, I would go outside. This is another way of grounding yourself to the frequencies of Mother Earth. And I would go barefoot, you know, if the weather's good, not go barefoot on the grass, ground yourself, touch a tree, hug a tree, because that connection, you got 72,000 nerve endings in the bottom of your feet, and you want to just 5 minutes step away. I'm sure everyone has a 5 minutes to just step away, ground yourself, because you can focus better and you have more clarity. And if it's too cold, you can't go outside. Just connect, have some kind of plant, some kind of nature. Connect to that nature, because we are nature.
Yeah.
That's my intake
Well
about
said. So I have time for two more questions for you.
Of course.
I want to ask you, my next question is about your book. You are the universe, the master creator. Tell me about your book and what is the central message you are conveying in your book?
Thank you. It's right here. I have
Wonderful.
It right here.
That's a lovely book.
Yes, this book is very dear to my heart. That's why I have it right next to me. This download came to me when my dad crossed over on Mother's Day of May 2020. And I needed to get this out there to the universe. And the first thought is, I just want to get this message out. I was even thinking it was a lead magnet because I made it so easy and so thin so anyone would have time. And I made it like such easy read. And after each chapter, it's like one or two pages, very
For your
simple.
notes.
And then there's a, so you create your own universe. You create what you want. So this is more about the person that is reading it and not about me. So that you are the universe, the master creator, and nothing is outside of you. You're that powerful.
Fascinating. And my last question to you, Hale, what is your vision for the future of health and wellness, especially given the fact that you are coaching people to live for 200 plus years?
Yes, that's why I always tell people you can live how many years you want, but the whole point is to live it in your highest joy, highest excitement, highest inspiration, and aging, as I said, gracefully, that you'll be happy, you know, how many years, whatever you want, but be in the joy, living it, not popping medicine out, or just not like, oh, it's old age, oh, it's genetic. Just being happy, you know. I want to see, my vision is a future that we're all connected from the heart, living in joy. You know how some people love that puppy when they see a puppy and they're not even thinking, they're like in their joy. I want that. I want people to be out of their heads because the thoughts are memories and worries, anxieties, and concerns. But when you're in that joy, that happiness, that's what I want. I want all of us collectively united to be happy. That's the main thing, to love ourselves. Once you love yourself, that frequency, you'll love everyone. Everyone wants to be loved, accepted, and appreciated.
How wonderful. And on that note, Hale, thank you so much for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. I was fascinated to learn that you actually discovered the joy of wellness or aging gracefully from the time you were 7 years old. Thank you for speaking to me about some of your own challenges in your journey. Thank you for speaking to me about health span. Thank you also for speaking to me about health span coaching as well as your book. Thank you again and good luck to you.
It's an honor, and thank you for allowing me in this time and space.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.